Hello, Rich Girl Surprise. Welcome to a little bonus episode of Old Money, as I like to call it, an amuse-bouche, just a little taste, just something to whet your appetite for Old Money Podcast, a gift from the chef, if you will. I am dropping this onto your feed unannounced because I have some really great news. I'm so excited. Finally, today, we have Old Money merch available for you on our shop, oldmoneypodcast.com/shop. I will put a link in the show notes and I'll be posting all of our social about it today as well. But more so than letting you know that these incredible varsity sweatshirts are available and are overserved, the Old Money Country Club hats are available and everybody's getting a free gift or five when they order. Yes, I'll be throwing like five of those free gifts into everybody's package. But as I was struggling to set up the store and figure it all out and understand how to do sales tax and shipping costs, it really was a moment of reflection for me of a project that I've wanted to do for so long. In fact, these sweatshirts were supposed to launch in Christmas time, and because I could not figure out the design spec and things have been so busy with the agency, which I'll tell you about in just a second, but because I was running behind, obviously it took like a whole another month for these to come out. I want to shout out our vendor, by the way, who's been helping me through this whole process, Pacific Apparel. They are located in Pacific Beach in San Diego. They are a local business and I just love working with them so much. So if you have needs for any merch for your business, go check out Pacific Apparel. They're right there on Mission Boulevard and so lovely and so friendly. But anyway, the reflection piece and something that I wanted to share with all of you, and this is come up for me so many times in my business, in this podcast, is that getting through the most challenging pieces always happens at the beginning. And for me, this was setting up the store, figuring out how to make it work, doing it wrong, having to redo it, getting frustrated, hiring help, like going through all of the motions. It looks so simple when you're like, oh, an online store, perfect. And then you realize there's things like, oh, you have to get like a sales tax license, for goodness sakes. Like all of these things you don't even know about until you go to file your taxes later in the year and you get in trouble. But again, I was reflecting on when I first started recording this podcast. I don't know if you're an OG listener, but if you're not, go back and listen to the beginning ones only because the lessons are so potent, like money is your boyfriend or how to buy a Birkin. Those first few episodes are so core to the old money lore. But the first episode I recorded probably six times. Not only re-recorded it, listened to it, the audio didn't work, or the sound was off, or I said like 183 times in my first recording, which I'm still struggling with, so I appreciate your grace. And then what was so interesting is that I've been having similar issues with Cash Consciousness, which just launched. Like I've had these outlines and all of the things that I want to say and the lessons and the homework and all of these beautiful pieces to put together. And since I've started recording these a few weeks ago, I've recorded full hours that had no audio on them. I recorded myself giving a presentation because there were some visual elements to this particular lesson. And this is a girl who's on Zoom literally 10 hours a day, every single day. I recorded a whole hour of a presentation, except I wasn't showing the presentation. I was sharing the other monitor on my computer, which showed my notes. Like, how embarrassing. And I didn't even realize it until one of our sweet Cash Consciousness girls, Barbie, I love you. Thank you for letting me know, was like, hey girl, I can see all your personal information on this other slide. So of course I have to redo that one as well. And it's just constantly me running into these challenges, this resistance, this, oh, I have to do it again. And I really want to shout out Justin because he helped me reframe this process so well. I was complaining to him about how I quote unquote wasted another hour recording something that didn't work. And he said, what if you're not wasting the time? What if God is just making you do it again so that it's even better the second time, the third time, or the fourth time? And oh my God, did that hit home for me. Of all of the mistakes that I've made, every time I have to re-give a presentation or redo an outline, it makes it better. It's more refined. It's tighter. It's punchier. It's funnier. It's more entertaining. It's more potent. It's all the things. And in going through and setting up this online store, this is the first time I've ever done this for myself on the platform that I use. And so there was a learning curve. And you know what? This is only my first store. And there's all of this resistance and the challenge and the unanswered questions and all of the other subscriptions that come along with it, all the things that I have to pay for that I didn't expect to have to pay for. It's kind of crazy when you're going through it and you're like, this is so treacherous. And then if you zoom out and you give yourself the perspective that this is just the first time and next time it'll go so much smoother. Or for me, the reality has been, I know what my zone of genius is. I know what I'm so good at. And as I build my businesses, as I build these different programs or stores or whatever it might be, every time it's a chance to improve. Every single time it's a chance to hire somebody who can be in their own zone of genius and help me make this product even better, the store even better, whether it's a programmer or a back-end developer or a videographer or video editor or just a virtual assistant to help me get everything organized. Every chance is an opportunity to improve. Every time you have to redo something, it's God being like, just take another rep. And that has helped me so much because this launch of this sweatshirt, which I am wearing right now, I have not taken it off in a week, has been something that has been on my vision board since before the podcast launch. I made these to look just like the bar sweatshirts. They're big and heavy duty. They're super thick. They're the highest quality sweatshirts that I could get. And this drop has the Varsity Old Money on it. It does not say podcast. You guys voted. You selected this one. We will do another launch that says Old Money Podcast on it. But the Varsity ones, I just thought this would be fun to wear around and be cheeky and have people give you a side eye so they could be like, is she really Old Money and advertising it? Or what part of a club is she in that I want to know about? So I'm obsessed with these sweatshirts. They come in like a forest green and then also a maroon, and they are available online along with the Old Money Overserved hats. They are adjustable hats, so they have the little snaps in the back. They fit everyone. They're custom embroidered by Pacific Apparel and PB. They say Overserved at the Old Money Country Club, and they are the perfect hot girl walk hats. They come in maroon, in navy, and in forest green again. I'm so obsessed with them. And of course, the Old Money Motel keychains, those I will throw in to everybody's package for free. So we're just celebrating this launch today, and I'm so excited for everybody to get their merch. All of our cash consciousness girlies who got the merch from signing up before the cart closed, it's going to get shipped out to you this week as well. There's a note for you in the portal. If you haven't already told me your address and your size choices, color choices, all that thing, go check out the cash consciousness VIP section in the Country Club. Anyway, what else is going on? This is an amuse-bouche. This is a catch-up. This is a kiki. I wanted to share a little bit of my heart with you that's happening there for Old Money, but also just acknowledge that I really feel like I've been MIA, especially on social media. I cannot tell you how incredible the first month of this year has been. I was pushing in November and December. I took on so many projects. We had a lot of change in the agency. So shifting over to my actual job here. And I was like, I'm really going to take the 2 weeks of the holidays to rest and recover. And who knows what January will bring. Well, January has brought me so much more than I could have ever been ready for. And it's taken me a lot of leveling up very quickly. It's taken our team a lot of leveling up very quickly. Our org chart has changed so quickly, so drastically. We have hired some new people onto the team. I am still hiring to meet the demand of our clients, and I am so proud to announce that our agency is fully committed and booked through all of Q1. So we are now booking branding clients, strategy clients, and social clients for a start in Q2, which is absolutely insane. And there's been so many times, like especially even just in December, I didn't know what this year was going to bring. Like, what is it going to look like? Who are clients going to be? Am I going to have security for my team? And there's been something about the work that I've been doing internally. And a lot of that work has been around resting and unapologetically resting, and also just doing what feels good and fun to me more than anything else. My biggest struggle has been overworking and being too involved in all of the weeds and not having a strategic view for our business, for this podcast, for my life, just kind of like trying to catch up, being so overscheduled. So in leveling up my own leadership, what I really prioritized over the last, let's call it 90 days, is celebration, like really celebrating all the things that are happening day by day by day, including like the launch of this store or a new contract that we signed or hiring a new team member or anything like that. The other thing that I've really prioritized is meaningful rest. TikTok is deleted from my phone. I have not been on TikTok in weeks since before this quote unquote ban. And when I tell you, I have so much more clarity in my brain in my day, because it's not, my brain's not being filled with other people's thoughts and ideas. It's filled with my thoughts and ideas. And in addition, I've really been spending a lot of intentional time on reprogramming. You're going to hear from my hypnotist. I know I've talked about it so much. I've been teasing this for months, but the way that this has really integrated all of the work I've done in talk therapy into allowing me to live a life that's more easy, more flowy, and all of that is translating into cash consciousness. So that's the other place that I've been. The agency's booked and busy, and cash consciousness is where I've been spending a lot of my time with the women who are in there. And I just went through recording a module today of 17 of the most common money beliefs and how to automatically, instantly debunk them and break them from your brain. Like, this is the kind of stuff that makes me so excited. And it's the things that I've been going through over the last many years. And finally, I'm organizing it all into one place. So we're about a third of the way through the program right now. And if you want to join, you still can go to oldmoneypodcast.com/cash and you can join in. It'll log you right in. You'll get access to all the modules that I've already dropped. There's homework in there, journaling prompts, so much value. And I'm getting really great feedback from the girlies that are in there. So I'm really happy and really proud of that. That's where I've been. And in addition, I have been working on a huge personal project. I'm going to be so annoying right now. I'm saying the thing that all the influencers say. Secret project, and all of that will be revealed the first week of April. So there is a lot of change on the horizon for Old Money, for AF Marketing. And I just wanted to, again, jump on here to say thank you. Thank you for supporting me. You guys have been so generous recently in sending messages and sharing where you are in your money and wealth journey. I think we're having a lot of fun with these kind of more cultural focused podcast episodes. Like, you guys loved the Wealthy Woman episode and you really enjoyed the status symbols of wealth. So I have so many more fun episodes, more amazing guests coming up. Please let me know what you want to hear, what you're working on, how I can support you. Being connected with this community has been such an incredible gift. So I just wanted to jump on here and say thank you for supporting me and holding me through my growth. And I'm honored to do the same for you. So love you so much. If you have any questions, they're probably going to be answered in the show notes. You can check out oldmoneypodcast.com/shop, or you can go to oldmoneypodcast.com/cash if you want to either get your hands on some merch or get yourself registered for Cash Consciousness. I love you so, so much, and I'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye.